This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The public health crisis that the Biden administration is going to inherit is about to turn into a housing crisis, too, with millions of people potentially facing eviction and foreclosure next year as a federal moratorium ends. We don't know yet who the president-elect is going to pick, but whoever is named to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development, it is likely the federal government's going to be taking a bigger role in promoting affordable housing. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on what that might look like.
One thing this pandemic has revealed is just how critical housing is.
As people are now like working from home, schooling from home, you know, healing from home.
And Elena McCargo with the Urban Institute says helping people stay in their homes will be at the top of the list for a new housing secretary.
The number one priority is going to be the response to this pandemic and the health crisis that has now also become a housing crisis.
But beyond the pandemic, the incoming administration will still face a deeper affordability crisis, and there's only so much it can do. Expanding housing assistance for low-income people would need Congress to act, and many of the barriers to building affordable housing are local. Edward Goetz teaches urban planning at the University of Minnesota. He expects the Biden administration to take on what's called exclusionary zoning, building rules that only allow single-family homes in certain areas. Or large lot sizes.
And when you do that, then you essentially ensure that it's really quite difficult to build housing that is affordable to lower income households.
Goetz says a Biden HUD could dangle incentives like federal grants tied to less restrictive zoning. Emily Hamilton researches housing policy at George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
The problem is that the most exclusionary jurisdictions tend to also be very high income jurisdictions where these federal grants may mean less.
Congress may find some common ground. Earlier this year, the House approved the bipartisan Yes in My Backyard Act, which would encourage local governments to lift barriers to construction. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.